the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Thanks for listening today. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike today on the phone, it's 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com. We have an email question and answer segment coming up in this hour. At 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg will be coming on for What's Toxic, What's Not, a topic about Christmas trees coming up. Birth defects have been discovered at a Marine base camp, and Chinese propaganda about air pollution, and apparently kids are in the crosshairs of road pollution at their daycare centers. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 35 minutes after the hour. And another Real Age tip of the week for this hour coming up before the end of the hour. And again, udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Want to mention iHeartRadio. It's catching on. It's really, really very popular. You can customize your own information and add You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to your favorite ways to listen to all your medical information. A couple ways to do that. You go to the iHeartRadio.com website, download the app. You can use it on the web. If you go to your computer and use it on the web, click Talk, T-A-L-K, in the main menu, then look for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show for iHeartRadio Talk, which is a terrific way to be entertained and informed along the way to your specific needs. Let's continue on with some of the top medical stories of the week before we get to Dr. Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour. What drug reduces cancer risk in women more than 30%? This is a Cleveland Clinic finding, right, Dr. Mike?
Right. This is a very interesting one because they looked at diabetics, and this class of drugs, the gitazones, if you will, Actos is one that is commonly used and is approved, but the others all ran into a lot of problem because it looked like they were increasing heart problems, if you will, and consequently the others got pulled out. But the Actos, which they went and looked at the complication rates, and they found that, in fact, these people who were on Actos has, in fact, fewer by 30%, not a trivial and not a small number, 32% less cancers. So isn't, I mean, that to me is a tremendous benefit.
Cancer, breast cancer is up. I'm hearing a lot about breast cancer now. Well, what are the details? What's some information on that?
Well, this is interesting. In the rest of the world, breast cancer is surging and the death rate from it is surging. And the reason is pretty simple. They're adopting our lifestyles. So they have, the rest of the world has gotten fried pork and fried this and fried that and, you know, donuts fried and, mm-hmm. and butter fried, et cetera. They're learning all of our bad habits, and consequently, they're getting the diseases we have, such as breast cancer and prostate cancer, to a larger degree than they ever had them before. And I want to speak a little bit more about what happens when they migrated to the United States versus stay in their native country before this, that is in the 80s, before they got our bad habits. And what's happened now that they've got the bad habits, but they haven't adopted the modern treatments and vaccine preventions, et cetera, for example, cervical cancer. So cancer in the developing world is surging, especially breast and cervical cancer in women and prostate in men. Now, if you had, this is great studies from Japan and China. When they stay in Japan or China and were stayed with their native culture, this is in the 80s to 90s, they had one-fifth the cancer rates as their twin that migrated to the United States, usually the West Coast, and adopted the American eating style. So food can trigger cancer, And it's that saturated fat and simple sugars that appear to do it.
Now, why have these countries over there become more Americanized? They used to be very health conscious and eating the right foods, but again, they're being indoctrinated into our American lifestyle. Why are they doing that?
Why are they adopting our lifestyle?
Well, I mean, why are they accepting? Why are they going more toward the American ways of eating? You see a lot of the restaurants that are popular here going into some of these other countries, and they're eating that kind of having that kind of lifestyle.
Everyone wants to emulate the United States. We are the great United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, let's emulate them, and that's what happens.
You know, these companies look to branch out and to benefit their bottom line. Because you see these countries that have had healthy ways of eating, now they're becoming more, they're adopting the American diet. You know, they're becoming more, apparently they like it, right? They must enjoy the food.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Vitamins. What are the benefits for prenatal and people over 50?
Well, this is a very interesting story. There's going to be a series of stories out this next week on vitamins not changing longevity, not changing, if you will, survival. And you say, well, this is crazy, because we know that prenatal vitamins, especially given before pregnancy, as well as during pregnancy, decrease cancer rates, decrease congenital birth defects, etc. And you have to take it 3 months before pregnancy to get the full benefit. So essentially every woman between the ages of 12 and 50, since 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, should be on a prenatal vitamin with DHA. And above the age of 50, DHA plus lutein and zeaxanthin plus a vitamin decreased cancer rates and decreases macular degeneration by between 12 and 18% on the cancer rates and around 35 to 70% on the macular degeneration. So clearly everybody over the age of 50 should be on one, and women between 12 and 50 should be on one. So the question is this really a benefit of vitamins? Yeah, even if it doesn't decrease death rates, that is, even if it doesn't decrease how long you live, it improved the quality of life by allowing people to see, by allowing people to not have congenital defects, not develop autism. So my statement on this, on the data is, I certainly think that vitamins, a multivitamin, half of a multivitamin morning and night is probably something I will continue to do for the rest of my life.
Any vitamins and supplements that are probably overrated?
Oh, this is a very interesting story on vitamins and supplements that are overrated. So what do you think the answer to that is?
How many are there?
Yeah, that are overrated. Well, they came up with nine overhyped rather than overrated. Nine overhyped. And they include St. John's wort. And, yeah, that reason that's a problem is because it does interfere with so many other drugs. So that's one you got to be very careful about. Bitter melon, here's another one to pass on. Even though bitter melon has been called vegetable insulin, the supplement created by the fruit don't live up to the hype. While some people think it lowers blood sugar, it's been proven to be ineffective for managing type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and it can cause spontaneous abortion and less serious complications, include headaches and gastrointestinal issues. Ginkgo biloba, which we've found was used for mental function, has no benefit to that. Iron, this is one where getting extra iron actually causes you liver failure and can cause heart failure. They also list acai, vitamin D, and chia seeds. I don't think those are overhyped. We can talk about those later. But in any case, Joe, it's to you.
Okay, Dr. Mike Roizen, we'll continue on with more of the top medical stories of the week. We have a segment coming up in this hour. Dr. Mike answers some of your email questions. You can email Dr. Mike a question, Dr. Mike at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. But next is What's Toxic? and What's Not from Dr. Gary Ginsberg on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.